Bronx Assemblyman Michael Benedetto, a former teacher, wants Albany to limit youth football. He doesn't have a Senate sponsor, and Senator Timothy Kennedy says he wants to make sure he doesn't get one. The Buffalo Democrat turned out local football coaches, some players, and even a team mom or two to attack the plan on the steps of the remnants of the old War Memorial Stadium. Canisius High School coach Rich Robbins says many of his freshmen didn't play youth football.
I'd say it's about 50-50. And you can definitely tell a difference with the boys that come out of our local youth football programs and have been taught the proper way to tackle and block and all those types of techniques. They've already got the foundation to do that a lot more safely. And we've had less injuries and less issues with those kids than the kids that unfortunately didn't have an opportunity to play football before high school.
Robin says it shouldn't be up to Albany to control the sport, but instead the family sitting around the kitchen table. Kennedy says he played 4 years of football at traditional rival St. Joe's and saw that same difference.
I had never played youth football personally, but there was a demonstrated difference, an advantage that the kids that I played football with at St. Joe's that had played youth football knew the tackling techniques. They knew not to lead with their head. And quite frankly, they started off at a competitive advantage.
Many of the coaches say the young men who play youth football learn skills for the sport and find male role models for future life. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.